A new report from the Arizona Auditor General has some pretty critical words for the body that governs our state's public universities. The report says the Arizona Board of Regents lacks oversight in how it governs real estate transactions at ASU, NAU, and the University of Arizona. The state allows ABOR to own and lease its property for things like commercial development that benefit the universities. But the report says ABOR doesn't have written guidance for these deals or enough oversight of them, and that has sometimes resulted in the inappropriate use of the proceeds.
We'll hear from the Auditor General in a few minutes here, but first let's turn to John Arnold. He's the Executive Director of ABOR, and he says the board realized its governance wasn't complete in this area, so they have already taken some important steps here.
We established a subcommittee that specifically had oversight for these projects. We hired a professional to come in and review our existing policies and to also look across the country at best practices. And what we found is that while many universities and university systems engage in these types of practices, no one has really set a good governance structure in place. And so we developed one that we put in place a couple of years ago.
I spoke with him more about it yesterday.
Well, what the Auditor General found is that, yes, we had a good policy structure in place, but they asked us to add a little bit of additional guidance in how the universities implement those policies. So where we really took exception with the Auditor General was in just some of the headers that suggested, you know, there's not enough guidance and oversight when what the finding was, yes, you have governance, yes, you have policies in place. You just need a few more details to make sure the universities are consistent in applying these policies.
I mean, reading the report, I mean, it says that the lack of written guidance for implementing these real estate policies and approving these commercial subleases increases the risk of inappropriate use of public resources leased to private parties. I mean, it sounds like they are being relatively critical of what's going on here. Do you think that you are allowing that to happen, allowing inappropriate use of public resources?
And again, listen to what the finding was. It increases the risk of inappropriate use. So they're saying you have good policies in place. There hasn't been any inappropriate use. And the Auditor General is very clear on that this audit didn't find any inappropriate use. It just said if you have some more robust guidance in place, that will help prevent any future problems. And we don't disagree with that. We're more than willing to look at our policies and add the additional guidance that the Auditor General is looking for. But I want to be clear, they didn't find any inappropriate use. They didn't suggest we were using property inappropriately. They just said, you know, our internal controls could be a little bit better.
So the report goes into this U of A project quite a bit, where they say that $3.9 million of rent income was used to fund another project, and ABOR did not approve that, and that they couldn't get the documentation related to that project. Is that something that you think is pointing to some issues here?
That one we agree with. The U of A Research Park was set up over 20 years ago. The master lease on that project has some very specific requirements on what over that time U of A Research Park business practices have changed a little bit, and they're no longer exactly in line with what that original master lease agreement requires. And they did expend some money that was outside of the requirements of that agreement. Did they spend money that was contrary to the law or anything like that? No, they did not. It was just that this original master lease agreement that was put in place 20 plus years ago had some requirements in it that they didn't expressly follow. And so we've already started that process with the University of Arizona, and we will get that master lease updated. We'll get their business practices updated, make sure everything's in alignment and appropriate.
So the last thing I want to ask you about here is about this finding that when asked for a complete property listing, ABOR couldn't provide it or provided incomplete ones, and they couldn't get complete ones also from the universities. Is that something that you think is a fair criticism? Do you think you should have that, or that you will in the future?
Yeah, so historically, the Board of Regents actually holds title to all the property that the universities own. However, we've relied on the universities to maintain the inventory of those properties. So we've never maintained a list in the Board of Regents office. But we agree with the Auditor General that we should, that we should have a universal list that all three universities can see and the public can see, and that's maintained.
So, I mean, this report comes at a time when these kinds of real estate transactions have been under the microscope because of Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich and some other state lawmakers who have claimed that some of these real estate deals, particularly involving ASU, may have violated the state's constitution. So I wonder if you think this report adds fuel to that fire, or if you want to continue to defend this practice.
The Auditor General was very careful to not get into the issues that Attorney General Brnovich has raised. We think it's a critical component of a modern university to be able to leverage the assets we have to raise revenue, to take pressure off of the taxpayer, and also to take pressure off of our students. You know, there's only so many sources of revenue, and if we can generate additional revenue through property management and keep tuition prices lower, then we think that is a worthwhile goal.
All right. That is John Arnold, Executive Director of the Arizona Board of Regents. John, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks, Lauren. I appreciate the time.
And to learn more about what the Auditor General's report concluded, I spoke earlier with Jeff Gove. He's a performance audit manager with the Office of the Auditor General. I started by asking about the scope of the audit and what was at its core.
Because this is done as a performance audit of the Board of Regents and not of the universities themselves, we were really focused on what is the board's role in terms of overseeing these deals and these leases. And so we started with, well, what are the board's policies for that, and what is their role? What have they taken on themselves in terms of oversight, and then what have they delegated down to the universities themselves? And what we found in our first finding, what we really found was that although the board has taken some recent actions to develop some new policies around these, and those policies really are designed to help the board meet its mandate, which is to ensure that the use of its property benefits both the state and it's for the use of the universities. Mm-hmm. We did find some areas where they still needed to provide more guidance to ensure that those policies are being implemented consistently, appropriately, and that the universities are providing them with the information that they need to do their oversight and to provide the governance that they're charged with providing.
What is the most troubling aspect of all of this then, based on the work that you do and the numbers you found?
Two things. One, I would say the risks involved with you're using a public resource. So the board's property is a public resource. Mm-hmm. It's a state-owned resource, right? And so as a state-owned resource and as a resource that the taxpayers essentially have a stake in, right, you want to make sure that that property is being used for a public purpose and that it isn't being used to primarily benefit a private party. And so what we found is really that, again, although there have been some recent steps to provide a little bit more assurance that that's going to occur, we really still saw that there was some risk there, that the controls really weren't in place to help ensure that, you know, this property is really being used to benefit the state, to benefit the universities, to provide a benefit for the state and the public.
My colleague Lauren earlier spoke with John Arnold of the Board of Regents, and he insisted the Auditor General didn't find any inappropriate use of public funds. Did you actually find inappropriate use of public funds leased to these private parties? Inappropriate.
So two things I want to bring up on that part. The first is from the standpoint of these more the commercial real estate deals where the universities are leasing to private parties and to generate revenue. On those, as I mentioned, the board has just recently, within the last year, put some new policies in place. Since those policies have been put in place, when we did our work, the universities had not brought another long-term lease proposal to the board. And so we did not have the ability to do test work on that to even find any problems. So while the board is correct that we didn't quote-unquote find any problems, we also didn't really have an ability to look for those problems. So it's a little bit misleading to say that we didn't find anything on that front, because we didn't really have an ability to look for anything at that point. On the second note I'd like to make on that is really when you look at what we found at the University of Arizona, I would say that we did find what we felt was to be some inappropriate use of those monies. And by inappropriate, what I mean by that is that here you had this third-party affiliated entity that was spending millions of dollars mm-hmm. without the proper approvals. That in and of itself is the definition of an inappropriate use of monies because there wasn't the proper approval.
So, Jeff, where do we go from here? Does the Auditor General talk with other agencies and figure out what to do as far as moving the Board of Regents to make even more changes?
So we made several recommendations in our report to the Board of Regents, just developing more guidance for the universities for implementing those procedures. The second area was really related to these third-party entities, and we made some recommendations to help ensure that the delegated authorities are being, or the delegated responsibilities mm-hmm. are being followed. And on that note, we also found some issues with retention of public records or lack thereof. And so we made some recommendations that, you know, the board take steps to ensure that it and the universities are following public records law.
Do the recommendations have any weight?
So the board, although they did have a couple of issues with our findings and the tone of the report, they did agree to implement all of our recommendations. Moving forward, the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, who's our oversight committee, actually requires us to do a follow-up in six months. And then we'll do another one 12 months later at the 18-month mark, and we'll just take a look and we'll do some work and we'll see how the board is doing in terms of implementing our recommendations. If at 18 months we decide there's still some work to be done, we'll continue to follow up after that as well.
That is Jeff Gove, a performance audit manager with the Office of the Auditor General.